The Findlay Municipal Court's 7th annual Safe Surrender Day is coming up later this week. For anyone who may have had a run-in with the law in the past that remains unresolved for one reason or another, the court's giving the opportunity to clear that case once and for all. Judges Alan Hackenberg and Stephanie Bishop are with us in the studio this morning. Thank you both for taking the time once again. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
Obviously, this has been a very successful event in the past, hence the 7th annual. Kind of give people an idea of the track record.
Yeah, it has been very successful. Over the last 6 years, we've been able to assist 450 individuals to clear over 545 warrants.
Wow.
So yeah, we've had a great turnout and hope to have another great year.
And so obviously this becomes a very busy day. Kind of take us through what happens on Safe Surrender Day.
So it just depends on what the person's warrant is for, but they'll come in, check in, and then they'll get directed to whatever department is most appropriate based on the type of warrant that they have. But
okay,
we will have individuals there from the City of Findlay Prosecutor's Office, as well as the Hancock County Public Defender's Office, to assist individuals if there's a case that needs to get resolved or if they need legal counsel and they qualify, the Public Defender's Office can assist them.
And now, how does this differ from the Driving Under Suspension Day, the DUS Day, that you also do and have done in the past?
Sure. It works similar in the sense that we encourage people to get an appointment in advance so we can sort of know what your need is, and we can have the resources ready for you. Walk-ins are certainly accepted both days, but with our DUS Day, our focus there is really trying to get people a roadmap to getting back to a valid status with their driver's license, or to at least get them to the point where they know what they need to do if we can't get them valid. Usually, we don't see too many people who have other issues that day coming before the court for DUS Day versus Safe Surrender Day. People know that they're wanted, and they know that they haven't done something, and we're trying to reset that with them so they can get that completed. And certainly the loss of liberty that they may be looking at if they don't get it done is certainly a driving factor there.
So this encompasses many more types of offenses or things, such as, give us some examples.
It can be any type of warrant, whether they stopped appearing prior to sentencing, whether they were sentenced and didn't appear for their jail days, didn't comply with treatment, didn't complete a program or community service, all types of different warrants that can issue for not appearing for a status conference hearing. And so they can come in, their sentence isn't modified, but they're able to reset, get their jail day scheduled, get reengaged in treatment, whatever the situation may be.
And there are literally hundreds of these outstanding warrants that are potential to be cleared.
Yeah, you could actually say thousands.
Thousands.
About over 2,500 to be exact.
Wow.
Warrants are out there. Now, individuals can certainly have more than one bench warrant. They may not have done several things, so an individual could have several bench warrants. But, yeah, that runs pretty steady as far as the number of outstanding bench warrants.
And these don't expire. I mean, that's one of the things I know is sort of a misnomer.
Right.
Some
right.
people think, well, if it's just a misdemeanor, it's a minor little thing, this will go away. This is not going to go away.
No, that's a myth. So they stay out there for good until they get them resolved.
And typically they don't get any better. I mean, this.
No.
No, unlike perhaps wine or something like that. They don't age well.
Off.
No.
Yeah. So if someone may not even know that they have a warrant, if it's been so many years ago that they have forgotten about it because it was something that they thought was rather minor, there is a way to find out?
There is. They can go to our website, and there's a tab for Safe Surrender. They can check that tab, see if they have a warrant. They also could either call the clerk's office. The phone number for the clerk's office is 419-424-7141, or they can look on the court docket and tell whether or not they have a warrant as well.
And I looked my name up. I'm clear. I'm sure you did. And this is, again, the idea is you're not looking over your shoulder anymore.
Right. And again, we moved this event from typically a late summer, early fall to April nationally being known as Second Chance Month, and we are sort of partnering with some other stakeholders in the community to promote this event, as well as they've got an event also on, I think, Thursday, April 25th.
It is April 25th from 11 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. at the docks. And that's the third annual Second Chance Awareness event. It looks like Focus on Friends will be there. Welcome to a New Life. There will also be individuals from the Hancock County Public Defender's Office to assist individuals as well as some other entities. So
that actually brings up the point, and you know that's coming up after the Safe Surrender Day event. If someone, you know, this is on Thursday, if someone cannot make that particular day, what are the options?
They always are encouraged to just voluntarily turn themselves into the court. Mm-hmm. Quite often, we can clear the warrant and usually, on most situations, let them try to perhaps re-engage what needs to be engaged. Now, there are certain warrants that, you're probably going to have to go to jail if you don't take advantage of this day. So, like, not appearing for certain things and not serving jail days or certain other obligations, usually outside of today, would result in them being taken into custody and having to do what they were ordered to do in the past.
Mm-hmm. The point, I guess what I want to make sure that we emphasize is that if this day comes and goes, you can't make the day, don't just sit back and do nothing until next year comes around.
Correct.
I mean, if you know.
Yeah, usually individuals are pulled over for a minor traffic offense, find out they have a bench warrant, and it's at some inconvenient time, whether they're on their way to work, to some kids' activity, or whatnot, and it's much more convenient for them to either appear on Thursday to get that warrant cleared, or voluntarily to the court, so at least they know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. The 18th may be inconvenient, but it was certainly been more convenient than
it is
being off to jail on your way to work or something like that for something minor. So, and again, we've talked about this before. This is not a get out of jail free card. This is you're still going to be required to do whatever needs to be done to clear the warrant.
Correct. It's not a modification of any sentence. So whatever the sentence was, it's just the ability to reset that, get re-engaged, reschedule your jail days, whatever it may be. Or if it's a pretrial case, hopefully get the case moving forward.
And if you say appointments are encouraged, if you can make an appointment, how do folks learn more, make an appointment, you know, do all of that fun stuff?
To make an appointment, they can contact our clerk's office at 419-424-7141.
And what, like you said, most, you know, every case is a little bit different, but in general terms, what will people need to bring or have with them or have available when they appear on Thursday?
Well, besides themselves, usually they need to present documentation or whatever that they may have to certainly help us if they have been in or out of treatment, or if they have been doing something that we just don't know about that may be beneficial to the case. Perhaps they need to bring, if it's a warrant for not showing up for various status conference hearings, if they owe unpaid fines and court costs, if they have a release for certain things. I mean, so it could be many things, but the main thing is just present themselves, and we will take care of the rest.
Okay. So again, Safe Surrender Day, 7th annual, coming up on Thursday, the Findlay Municipal Court, and we've got a link up on our webpage for more information about it, and again, more Q&A from other frequently asked questions that folks may have. You can go to goodmornings.net to learn about it, and again, Judges Alan Hackenberg, Stephanie Bishop with us this morning. Thank you both for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us again. Thank you.